The next two charts come from the first sea atlas to be produced by an Englishman. Earlier sea atlases were Dutch, and the first nautical atlas to use Mercator's projection, in which the lines drawn on the chart provide a constant compass bearing for the navigator. These are also the first published maps to show compass variation, another very important aid to navigation, and, in addition, to show the general direction of wind in each location. This monumental work consisted of 146 maps of the world, bound in two volumes and accompanied by four additional volumes covering the entire field of navigation, astronomical tables, shipbuilding, and related topics. This extraordinary atlas, with the title Del Arcano del Mar, meaning of secrets of the sea, was published in Florence in 1646 and 1647 and reissued in 1661. These maps are from the first edition. Dudley spent 30 years compiling the maps. He drew from many different sources, including his own extensive experience, and the logs kept by his famous brother-in-law, Thomas Cavendish, who was the third person to circumnavigate the globe, the first two being Magellan and Drake, and other first-hand information on the latest discoveries provided by John Davis and Abraham Kendall, well-known explorers of the time. Because Dudley's father, the Earl of Leicester, was a financial backer of Sir Francis Drake's raiding expedition and circumnavigation of 1577 to 1581, some authorities believe that Dudley's charts contain information otherwise available only to Queen Elizabeth and her closest advisors. The maps are beautifully engraved, albeit in a rather severe style. And the engraver said that the task took him 12 years and consumed 5,000 pounds of copper in the engraving process. Dudley's life was as full as his gigantic atlas. He was born in 1573, as I said earlier, the son of the Earl of Leicester, one of Queen Elizabeth's favorite paramours, and a lady at the court. When Queen Elizabeth learned of his birth, she flew into a rage and declared young Robert illegitimate, and thus unable to inherit his father's title and wealth. Later the queen relented and acknowledged Dudley as the rightful heir with the titles of Duke of Northumberland and Earl of Warwick. Despite his later difficulties at court, mostly matrimonial difficulties, he retained those titles for the rest of his life. In 1591, at the age of 18, Dudley married Anne Cavendish, the sister of his very good friend Thomas Cavendish. And following Cavendish's death, Dudley became executor of his estate, coming into possession thereby of two of Cavendish's ships, named the Earwig and the Bear. Dudley proposed to lead an expedition to the Pacific, but was dissuaded from doing so, probably by Sir Francis Drake. Instead, at the age of 21, he led an expedition to the West Indies, sailing in Cavendish's ships, raided Spanish settlements, explored the present-day coast of Guyana, and later played an important role in the English siege of Cadiz on the coast of Spain, for which he received a knighthood from Queen Elizabeth. These early experiences provided him with first-hand knowledge of the sea, seamanship, navigation, and naval warfare. However, repeated matrimonial difficulties led to a loss of favor at the English court and to self-imposed exile. After wandering in Italy for a few years, Dudley gained the attention of the Dukes of Tuscany, who badly needed his naval skills to suppress pirates raiding in the Mediterranean. Dudley's energy and ability soon brought him fame and the continuing patronage of the Grand Dukes of Tuscany, in whose service he remained from 1605 to 1635, the period during which he compiled all the maps and navigational information for Del Elcano del Mar.